We were at my place. I was making supper. Susan was at my kitchen counter. Pearl had stretched out the length of the sofa longer than one would think possible for a 75-pound dog.
"Tell me more about this boy who came to see you," Susan said.
"His name is Slide. He's 11, and he lives with someone named Jackie in a place whose location is unknown."
"That's all?" she said.
I mixed breadcrumbs and pinoles with a little olive oil and began to toast them in a fry pan on low. "Except he's terrified of his own shadow." I stirred the contents of the pan, which were beginning to brown.
"And who is Jackie?" she said.
"Not much to go on," I said. I took the fry pan off the fire and emptied the toasted crumbs and pinoles into a bowl. I took an Amstel Light out of the refrigerator and opened it. I poured it into a tall glass. After a swallow, I said, "If you didn't know, how old would you think you were?"
28, Susan said.
"Plausible," I said, "but you're far too smart to be only 28.
"I try to conceal that."
"You fail."
"I wonder why Jackie sent a boy instead of coming himself," Susan said.
I watched her sip her wine. After an hour, the glass was still half full.
"You'll talk with Jackie?"
"If he gets in touch," I said.
"What if it's something illegal?" Susan said.
"There's illegal and illegal," I said. "I make part of my living from that fact."
Susan nodded.
I turned up the heat under the pot of water on the stove and put some whole wheat linguine in it and set my timer. I sat on a bar stool opposite Susan, who took another sip and said,
"Let me see if I have this right. Slide is sent by this guy named Jackie, who may or may not ever appear. And although you don't fully grasp the situation, something about Slide has got you interested in helping him, whether Jackie's activities are legal or not."
"Slide's 11, going on 30. So far, life hasn't been full of good times for him. He's afraid. Somewhere along the line, he got scared, real bad.
Of who? Or what?"
"And maybe Jackie is the key to figuring out what's happening," Susan said. The timer went off, and I went over and drained the linguine. "Whatever Jackie turns out to be, or whether or not he shows up, Slide is definitely in some kind of trouble."
"Slide is a convenient cover for Jackie to hide whatever he's up to," Susan said. "And since he didn't come himself, it would appear that at the very least Slide is being used."
"A Boston version of Oliver Twist," I said. I plated the pasta and brought the plates over to the counter.
"There wasn't much Charles Dickens in our house," Susan said.
"That's because you spent your time reading the diaries of Sigmund Freud." I picked up my fork.
"A match made in heaven." "So, deep down, we're really just a couple of Victorians," she said.
"Maybe not. Just that we were educated early in the analysis of motivation," I said. "Dickens, Freud, they're all alike in the dark."
Susan laughed. "Mrs. Freud might disagree with you on that."
It was quiet for a moment. Then Susan said,
"Have you given any thought to how we should spend Christmas?"
"Only that we should be together." I glanced over at the softly snoring Pearl. "With Pearl, of course. Hawk, too. Maybe ask Paul if he can join us."
"We'll do it at my place. You know how I love to set a nice table for Christmas."
"A beautiful paradox," I said. "But anywhere you are, it's Christmas to me."